You're listening to SBS News.
Scott Morrison started his parliamentary career in 2007, representing the division of Cook in New South Wales. He initially lost the pre-selection when he was defeated by Michael Toke, 82 votes to 8. But that result was overturned by the Liberal state executive, and Scott Morrison won pre-selection in a new vote. In media interviews in early April, Michael Toke claimed Mr. Morrison used his Lebanese heritage to undermine him back in 2007. When asked to respond to the allegations, Scott Morrison described the claims as offensive.
Well, it's untrue.
All of those are untrue.
Completely untrue. These are quite malicious and bitter slurs, which are deeply offensive.
After the Coalition's election win in 2013, Scott Morrison became Immigration Minister under Tony Abbott. During his time in that role, he set up Operation Sovereign Borders, a hardline immigration policy aimed at stopping asylum seekers from arriving in Australia by boat. The policy involves temporary protection visas, offshore processing, and boat turnbacks. Mr. Morrison also served as Treasurer from 2015 to 2018. In December 2019, Scott Morrison took his family on an overseas holiday during the Black Summer bushfires. Speaking by phone from Hawaii to Radio 2GB in Sydney, he used a phrase his political opponents have turned against him. "I don't hold a hose, mate."
I know Australians understand this, and they'll be pleased I'm coming back, I'm sure, but they know that, I don't hold a hose, mate, and I don't sit in the control room.
No.
That's the brave people who do that are doing that job, but I know that Australians would want me back at this time after these fatalities. There have been such horrendous events that has understandably caused a lot of anxiety, and I deeply regret that.
In July last year, Mr. Morrison apologised for the slow pace of Australia's COVID-19 vaccination rollout.
"I take responsibility for the vaccination program. I also take responsibility for the challenges we've had. Obviously, some things within our control, some things that are not. And I'm keen to ensure, as we have been over these many months, that we've been turning this around. I'm certainly sorry that we haven't been able to achieve the marks that we had hoped for at the beginning of this year. Of course I am. But what's more important is that we're totally focused on ensuring that we've been turning this around."
A number of prominent female Liberal Party MPs have described Scott Morrison as a bully, including New South Wales Upper House member Catherine Cusack and long-serving Senator Concetta Fierravanti-Wells, who described him as an autocrat and a bully who was not fit to be Prime Minister. The Senator criticised Mr. Morrison on budget night, a few days after failing to secure a winnable position on the New South Wales Liberal Senate ticket, a fact Scott Morrison told the ABC was important to highlight to put her criticisms in context.
"I understand that Connie is disappointed that as 500 members of the Liberal Party came to select our candidates for the Senate at the next election, that she was unsuccessful. They chose Senator Payne and Senator Molan, also great choices, and I congratulate them on their success at that selection. There are disappointments in politics."
There's been other criticism from within, with leaked text messages allegedly sent by former New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian describing Scott Morrison as a horrible, horrible person who was untrustworthy, an unnamed senior minister describing him as a fraud and a complete psycho, and the Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce calling him a hypocrite and a liar. Scott Morrison told the ABC such criticisms are to be expected.
"As Prime Minister, you make decisions that people don't always agree with you on. The Premier Berejiklian at the time and since has never confirmed any of those things. And so scuttlebutt goes around. But it is true that I will make decisions that not everyone will agree with. Mm. And when they don't, they'll be disappointed. But that goes with being Prime Minister. If you just want everybody to like you all the time, then you won't be a good Prime Minister because you won't make the decisions that are necessary. And I've always prepared to do that."
During a leaders' debate on Sky News, Scott Morrison appealed to voters for their support for the coalition, arguing now is not the time for change.
"It all starts with managing a strong economy. Our government has proven that with a strong economic plan that has been delivering. So it is a choice between a stronger economy and a weaker economy, a stronger future, an uncertain one."
Greg Diet, SBS News.